Hi, here we are with KM Lee from Microsoft. Can you introduce yourself a little bit?
Hello, I'm KM Lee, and I'm managing the ACE performance team.
Oh, so ACE performance, what does ACE stands for?
Oh, ACE stands for Assessment, Consulting, and Engineering. And it is a team within Microsoft Information Security team that offer application performance testing, review, application security service, and infrastructure security service, and privacy review service to Microsoft.
What are these services around? Are this is like, you know, IT product?
Oh yes, ACE is actually it's a team within MSIT, Microsoft IT.
So what started the creation of this group? I mean, how long has it been there?
Oh, I mean, its performance team is established in the year of 1999. And it was established is because there are Microsoft line of business applications that need to be performed well to meet the user load at the same time also want to ensure that it is network friendly within Microsoft environment when they implement into production.
Makes sense. I'm assuming there are other performance teams in Microsoft overall.
Oh, yes. There are a lot of performance teams within Microsoft. So especially for those teams that the performance is very critical to their business. Mm-hmm. So basically, they have their own dedicated performance team doing performance testing for their specific application or systems.
So you guys are not limited to only a certain project or, you know, IT only?
How
big are your customers?
Okay, we are very unique in the sense that we offer our service to the entire team, to the teams within Microsoft. And during the few years ago, we actually have the opportunity to partner with the Microsoft Consulting Service, MCS, and also Microsoft Premier Account Team to offer our service, because a lot of external customers would like to know how Microsoft IT do it.
Oh, okay.
So we get the opportunity to do that.
So how long have you been doing it externally?
Externally, how long have you been doing that? I think it's almost like 3 years now.
Oh, okay. So when you say performance, what offerings do you have?
Okay. The kinds of service that we offer are application performance review, application network analysis, application load test, application scalability test, application performance active monitoring system, application performance health check, and application performance workshop.
So, to me, can you give me a little bit of an overview on, you know, what the difference of those offerings are?
Okay. Yes, this is all based on our methodology and experiences of our team testing the application, the different application within Microsoft. So for the first one, application performance review. So a lot of people, when they think about performance testing, they always think about, okay, just put a bunch of load into the system and see how it breaks. So for our methodology, for our ACE performance testing methodology, it's not just only about putting a bunch of users into it. We also focus on single user, because we found that if the application or system is not accommodating or it's not meet the one single user, how do you expect it to be scaled or even to meet more user load? So we have the notion of we also want to look from a single user perspective. So that's why when I mentioned about application performance review, we're actually referring to the single user application performance review. And also application network analysis also is dependent on our single user. And application load test, basically, yes, we create a script and put a bunch of user. Actually, when we say we put a bunch of user, we actually work with the team to find out what are their business need. And at the same time, also we, for those who don't know about the actual user load, we help them to determine the user loop by looking at their production environment.
I see.
And all this. Mm-hmm.
So, is this methodology what makes you different from other teams in Microsoft that do performance, or even explains why put you guys externally?
Yes, in a sense that, yeah, a lot of people, when they think about performance testing, they always think about just the load testing part, the load test part. Mm-hmm. Basically, they're doing a bunch of user into the system and try to break the system. But over the years, based on our experience looking at different line of business application in Microsoft, we think that the single user part is very, very important and critical too. So that's how our methodology always start from the single user part. So when we look at an application, we always look at it from a single user, because we always believe in, if the app is not going to support a single user well, how do you expect it to support 1,000 users? So this is something what we call the identify the low hanging fruit, as people call it. And another thing that makes us unique in a sense is our most important asset is our people. I mean, most of our people who has more than 5-6 years of experience, mm-hmm. and over the years they grow with our team. They look at different apps. They work on different apps, and basically, I mean, because Microsoft technologies keep changing all the time, evolving all the time. It used to be ASP and then ASP.NET, and then now it's WCF, WPF. So our team members keep constantly learning new technologies, applying, sharing the knowledge with others, and we also have some kind of best practices from our team that we share with everybody.
Oh, I saw, maybe mm-hmm. that explains, I saw a book from you guys.
Oh, yes. We actually, the book, we published the book, is Performance Testing .NET Web Applications, mm-hmm. in year 2003. We published the book.
I see.
In year 2003. I mean, if you look at it now, it's 2009, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is old, but still the methodology, I mean, the things that we mentioned in what you should do in the network analysis, the tool might be different, but the concept and the methodology, yeah. Yes, it's still applied as today. But we still keep improving ourselves and evolving.
Yeah, so technologies keep evolving.
So yeah, the technology changes, so we refine our methodology as well.
Okay, mm-hmm. And I noticed another webcast as well on one of your tools. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, the tool, yes. We recently released a tool called the NextSpurt, mm-hmm. in the MSDN webcast. So this is actually an add-on to the Fiddler 2. Okay. And let me tell you what's Fiddler 2.
Yeah,
Fiddler
2
basically is a HTTP debugging proxy. Mm-hmm. That locks all HTTP traffic between your computer and the internet. So, NextSpurt the added value is it's a client-side web performance analysis tool that generates an HTML report on performance recommendations. So the key is recommendations. Because over the years when we work on application, yes, we identified the performance issue, but how do we fix it? How do we optimize it? So basically this, by looking at, analyze the scenarios, by assisting the session to get the info in this NextSpurt tool, it can provide some kind of recommendation to the user.
And this is free?
And this is free.
Awesome. And is it normal that your team, you know, comes up with, like, you know, these, like, free tools, you know, to empower the users? Is there mm-hmm. more coming up?
Yes, this is the first time that we actually have a tool that we want to release. But yes, you are right. Performance testing, yes, I mean, we cannot just rely on a team to do it. We want to, over the years, we've been trying to educate people, because we want to empower and enable every team to do it.
Okay.
Yes. And yes, you mentioned about, is there any coming to release? Yes, we do have a tool which we recently released within Microsoft. So only the Microsoft Internet user can use this tool called the Perf Analyzer. So basically, this is a versatile performance monitoring tool that gathers required information needed to pinpoint and benchmark end-to-end application performance issues. So this, while we are doing our performance testing, we found that app team tends to have some, especially for the business team, sometimes they have a difficulty trying to provide the actual information on how much load the system is encountering. Mm-hmm. And at the same time also, there's some production issue can occur, and it's too late that they cannot identify what are the performance issue. Mm-hmm. Because it could be generated by some type of load or some type of even configurations. So this to help to basically tracking all this, gathering all this detailed server information along with the standard collections, aggregation and reporting in production, and it can be very useful in testing environment as well, because if you have all this actual production data, it helps you to be more realistic, so that when you set up your performance goal, it can be more realistic.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. I think that was pretty good information, and I think the users can benefit from that. I'll make sure I share those links to the tools, and so that people can actually learn and empower themselves as well. So thank you, KM. It was a pleasure, so hopefully we'll see you again with the next upcoming tools.
I look forward to it. Thank you.